Of course, one of the hottest topics of recent debate in the Congress was Medicare, the growing cost of providing benefits to the elderly. Some doctors are trying to cut costs with group visits. They tend to several patients at once. Fred Mogul of member station WNYC has this report from New York.
What if you had a medical appointment and everyone came?
There we go.
In one corner of a conference room, Dr. Liza Kuntz and patient Migdalia Atkins listen to a sonogram of her baby's heartbeat. Other pregnant women sit at a conference table reading handouts and waiting for their turn. You might imagine an expecting mother's appointment with her doctor would be an intimate business. For that matter, you might imagine the idea of any patients sharing their doctor's appointments with a group would be strange, or unpopular, or simply unfair. But group visits are a relatively new way of helping doctors from a wide range of specialties spend more time with their patients. Dr. Peter Bernstein introduced the concept of prenatal group visits to Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx.
Typically, a provider of prenatal care can see about 10 women in 2 hours, seeing them consecutively. The program takes those same 10 women, sees them in the same two-hour period, but sees them as a group. Instead of having to say to each woman over and over and over, you should breastfeed, you should breastfeed, you should breastfeed at each visit, you're now left with 30 minutes to sit and talk about breastfeeding and really cover it in some depth.
For decades, expecting mothers and fathers have taken classes to prepare them for childbirth and life afterward. Group visits combine information giving and group support with basic clinical care. Health psychologist Edward Knopfinger developed the idea of shared medical appointments a decade ago when he was undergoing treatment for cancer and constantly feeling shortchanged by his treatment. Now he crisscrosses the country helping physicians set up group treatments for everything from diabetes to Parkinson's disease to depression.
Granted, there's some trade-offs in terms of confidentiality because other patients are there, but it truly brings back some of that old-fashioned Dr. Welby-type relationship between the doctor and their patients and allows them to gather more information than they normally would have time or the ability to gather during a brief office visit.
Knopfinger estimates about two-thirds of doctor-patient visits could occur productively in groups, though he acknowledges they're not for everyone or every medical condition. He says group dynamics help patients bring up issues they might forget or otherwise conceal when their doctor takes the standard history. Like the patients Knopfinger recently saw in a cardiac care group describing the mild heart attack suffered years earlier, or the habit of stretching out medication to last twice as long. In a randomized study of elderly patients, Colorado-based Dr. John Scott found those using group visits went to the emergency room less, got flu shots more, and saved their healthcare provider an average of $50. Pregnant mother Migdalia Atkins doesn't feel she's sacrificed closeness with her doctor.
You could ask whatever questions, you know, and if you don't feel comfortable talking about it in the group, then you have a one-on-one session after the group, so you really don't have to say everything in the group.
Heather Childs says she's getting better prenatal care in group visits at Montefiore than she received for her previous two pregnancies. As much as Childs likes the doctors and nurses, she says she might be getting even more from her fellow patients.
When you get to know that you're not the only one by yourself, you know that everybody's, you know, feeling that certain symptom or fear, it helps you out.
Some doctors and patients suspect the main point of group visits is cost-cutting, and even an evangelist like Knopfinger does worry some healthcare providers could exploit the format to take away individual visits altogether. Montefiore Hospital's Dr. Bernstein says the popularity of the new format could have another economic fringe benefit. Polls show that patients who like their providers are less likely to sue them. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.